Thanks, Joan Anderson. And just before her, Rachel Hadjigeorgiou. And earlier, we heard from Madeline Stocks and John Topham. Now, two Bolton Council by-elections resulted in the return of two familiar faces to the Town Hall on November the 16th. The Kersley by-election was won by Tracy Wilkinson of Farnworth and Kersley First, and the West Horton North and Hunger Hill by-election was won by Deirdre McGowan of the Lib Dems. Previously, Councillor Wilkinson served on the council for 2 years up until she lost her seat in the all-out election in spring. She's replacing Paul Heslop after receiving more than 60% of the vote. Similarly, Councillor McGowan served on the council for 4 years up until she lost her seat in the all-out election in spring. She's replacing Bernadette Eckersley-Fallon after receiving more than 40% of the vote. The Conservative group came fourth in Kersley, where it received 38 votes, and second in West Horton North and Hunger Hill. The Labour group came second in Kersley, and it remained behind the Tories in West Horton North and Hunger Hill. By far the largest group with 28 seats after the arrival of Debbie Newell and Melanie Livesey from One Kersley. Now we welcome some of my work colleagues at Active Payroll. We're a global payroll provider who wanted to contribute as part of a company corporate social responsibility initiative, easier for me to say, as well as Northern England. You're going to hear voices from Scotland too. We start with Marcus from Worley, or Wally, as it sounds like, as it's written, as the locals prefer. And we start with Marcus now.